Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, a good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee telling you happy trails. We'll be back your way with some community conversation on The Morning Show coming up in just a few minutes. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green. Getting those relationships going with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and bowling. It's 27 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes that have already been socked. Parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania, as well as northern Ohio, still digging out from as much as 4 feet of snow. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it's not just the northern part of the country dealing with the winter weather either.
Snow accumulating in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in more than 1,000 days. And today, parts of the state could see record low temperatures. Freeze alerts are posted as far as Alabama, Georgia, and even Florida. Ice and snow wreaking havoc on the roads.
President-elect Trump said to be talking to several people about the job of defense secretary after Pete Hegseth faces a tough confirmation battle following allegations of sexual assault, money mismanagement, and public drunkenness. Some GOP senators have told ABC News they are leaning against confirmation. Protests continuing in South Korea after the president declared martial law there, then was forced to rescind it. This is ABC News. The stowaway who flew Delta from New York to Paris last week is getting shipped back today. But how did the Russian national Svetlana Dali sneak on board? Here's ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
So you know when you're in that security line and you see crew members going through a separate special line to go before passengers? Well, that's the line that we're told this woman used. But somehow she wasn't stopped. And once on the plane and without a seat, going from bathroom to bathroom on the way to France. ABC News has learned that Dali is expected to be flown back to the U.S. this afternoon from Paris. Of course, that could always change, but we'll be watching very closely to see if she'll face any charges here in America.
Eli Lilly says a large study has been finding that its drug Zepbound may apparently lead to more weight loss than other drugs, including Wegovy, made by Novo Nordisk. The study included 751 people with obesity or overweight with a related medical condition. They are talking about how it helps. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. It's December, and Spring Green is celebrating Country Christmas this weekend, starting with the holiday parade on Friday night, fireworks Saturday night, so stop by Pamela's, pick out the perfect gift. Think Christmas, think Pamela's, we'll wrap for free in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowen Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 37 today. Some sunshine, then variable clouds and windy. Scattered snow showers could be happening by midday today. And also a southwest to northwest wind 15 to 30 with gusts 40 to 45 this afternoon. Thus, a wind advisory has been issued from noon until late tonight for the most of our WRCO listening area. A low of 11 tonight with a few flurries. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and a high of 24. Friday, 27, partly cloudy and still cool. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 27 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise. Today's morning show is coming up.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044. Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby.
Clarence the Angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, hello.
You got your wings, but you stayed on Earth.
There's so much need.
How?
Mostly I help with lost passwords.
And we can see you this weekend in Spring Green.
River Valley Players presents It's a Wonderful Life at the Guard Theater.
Live is an old-time radio show. Tickets and information?
RiverValleyPlayers.org.
We'll see you get your wings all over again.
Yup.
How do you like them?
Heavenly.
Oh, you...
Well...
I thought they'd be bigger.
Yeah, I had a little work done.
It's a Wonderful Life, live this week, RiverValleyPlayers.org.
It's Country Christmas in Spring Green this weekend. The festive activities start with a holiday light parade on Friday at 6 p.m. Capture the magic of the season with photos and breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus Saturday at the River Valley Elementary School from 8 until 11 a.m. Holiday craft bazaars, cookie walk, book sale, free kids movies, and you can end Saturday night at holiday fireworks in the park at the North Park in Spring Green beginning at 6 p.m. Take a drive through the River Valley area and enjoy the Neighborhood Lights competition. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Welcome to our morning show today on a Wednesday, December 4th. Well, we certainly have some great things to tell you about as we head closer to the holidays. In fact, Christmas Day, just 3 weeks away from today. A couple of area congregations are doing some really special things to help us enjoy the season, maybe even a little bit better. And one of them is Bethlehem Lutheran, and Pastor Dan Lewing is our guest. He joins us by phone today. Good morning. Can it be possible that we're 3 weeks away from Christmas, Dan?
Time is definitely flying, and I think I'm actually ready for this one.
Good. That's all right. You're three steps ahead of the rest of us then. But you guys have a special event, the 7th Annual Journey to Bethlehem Live Nativity, and it's coming up Saturday. And Dan, it looks like weather-wise, your prayers must have been answered.
I think I'm turning the tide when it comes to planning events and getting decent weather. I think for a couple year stretch, you could plan any sort of precipitation around whenever I scheduled an event. I had better odds than any meteorologist around.
So it should be a good day. Well, tell us about it. What time will it be happening this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll be having our 7th annual Journey to Bethlehem Live Nativity. It is amazing to me that it's the 7th annual already. You want to talk about time flying as far as not just getting ready for Christmas, but that this is our 7th annual, and this was the event that we became most known for in our community and what ultimately led to the naming of our congregation. Continuous event, we were able to keep this going during COVID. We went to more of a drive-through style outside of the community center when we were at peak COVID times, and was just happy to finding ways to continue to bring Christmas joy. And now in our own space, as we prep for our 7th annual, we're ready to provide this Christmas joy and reason for Christmas joy with this special event.
I think you had a little bit of construction work going on there this summer, didn't you?
Yeah, we had getting things ready for both from our preschool and the launch of our nature-based preschool and some of the things taking place as part of that, also getting parking lot and things in order and finishing the facility transformation that we began. It is now fully set for events just like this.
So will it be continue to be a drive-through? Describe to us how it works.
Yeah, so we're back indoors again from the very beginning when this all started, and this idea came from our church council president. When this was brought to me, my thought was this was great, but the Florida boy in me said, how can we do this indoors? December can be a little bit eventful from a weather standpoint, and then also just wanted to make this more accessible for all ages and people. So this is an indoor event that acts as a walking tour of the main points of the live nativity scene and reasons for coming to Bethlehem. So this begins with people are brought in. There's a registration table, and then brought into a room where there's hot chocolate and different coffee and different drinks available in that regard. Listening to some live music taking place. I'll talk more about that in just a little bit, but from there, a tour guide will take groups in to meet a Bethlehem historian to find out what's so significant about Bethlehem this time of year, to meet an innkeeper to learn what were inns like. This isn't exactly a Motel 6, so what does it mean when it says there is no room in the inn? So learning a little bit about that, and then meeting a shepherd to find out what was life like at this time caring for shepherd. What did it mean to be a shepherd, and what did that all entail, and how does that connect to the Christmas story? And that's what brings us to a living still of the life nativity and hearing the famous words from Luke chapter 2, and also having animals that will be there as part of that live living still experience, as we have animals from Tiny Acres Farms that will also be with us as part of this.
So it's a great learning experience, and I guess my question, Pastor Dan, is that do you go by groups? Does each group go in and meet the shepherd and move into the inn, or is it just kind of first come, first serve?
Comes in groups. So there will be, when people come in, again, they'll have a chance to again, grab a refreshment, sit down, listen to some live music, and then a group tour guide will come and bring everyone together and then walk through the different stages and learn from the different people. The whole process roughly is about 15 to 20 minutes for that component. Then we have other opportunities for family-based activities. There will be, we have switched in the last couple of years to providing a family craft opportunity. And previous years we've done a build your own wreath. This year we're actually making a live nativity throw pillow And each family will be able to take one of those home when it's all done. And then there will be an opportunity for Christmas cookie decorating and, more importantly, Christmas cookie eating, because, you know, we never get enough sweets this time of year. And just adding to those, adding to the full Christmas experience and making this one of those wonderful memories for a family.
Well, there's nothing like a holiday celebration like this, and if you have music, it kind of makes it even better. And I understand you have some special performers coming to Bethlehem Lutheran on Saturday.
Yeah, we have a few different musical offerings that are taking place locally in our region. We have some piano students that will be coming in and playing some of the pieces that they've been working on, and a chance to hear that right at the beginning at 10 o'clock. And then from there, we'll have opportunities from Luther High School from Onalaska. There will be students from there that will be doing some singing of Christmas carols and a chance to hear some of those wonderful classics that we enjoy. And then we have a four-member, like, string quartet that has been with us for the last last number of years, and they've done such beautiful work with us. It's nice to have them as a staple of what we do, and so that's from 12 to 2, or in that range. We'll have them with us providing that wonderful wonderful Christmas music.
I think it's fun for all ages, but boy, the children are going to get a real kick out of this, aren't they?
Yeah, we have an event that is set up for families, for children, and to be able to get the full Christmas feel and experience. And again, one of those opportunities, again, this is a free program. There's no cost to this. And so families can come and create some of those Christmas memories and have a memento to take back home with to remind from the day and the experience. And it's one of those opportunities with children to see the smiles on their faces and be reminded what Christmas is all about.
I'm guessing that you have to have some sponsors, some people that donate to put on an event this large, don't you?
It's been backed fully by our wonderful members of our congregation. This has been a staple for us at Bethlehem, of being able to provide this in our community. And we love hearing how there's some people that have been with all seven times, and the variations that we've done, as well as this is the time of year for tradition. So it's nice to have the things that you look forward to, even if you've been to this multiple times. There's so many wonderful things part of this that people enjoy coming back to each year, and we're thankful to be able to keep doing that. We always make it possible, if anyone wants to donate towards this, to keep this event going. There's always that opportunity if anyone wants to. But again, our congregation is willing to step up and provide this Christmas experience to our community.
Pastor Dan Lewing, I guess, the 7th Annual Journey to Bethlehem coming up this weekend. And you mentioned, 7 years. Now I think it is to the point where people kind of call this tradition, don't they?
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how much this pulls locally from our Richland Center community, and then regionally, of this being an event that people look forward to and coming into the community for, and a chance to connect around the joys of Christmas and being reminded of what it's all about.
Take us back to the first year, and maybe you can talk about how this event has grown.
Yeah, the first year, this was the first major event, the largest major event that we attempted. This was started before we officially formed as a congregation, and we used the rented space in the community center and the gymnasium, and set this up to be similar to what it is now 7 years later. But it was our first time doing it, so we literally built the wooden structures that are still with us 7 years later. We've created the different rooms and the feel and the environment, and getting our volunteers together. And I believe our historian has been with us all 7 years, so being able to stay in that role and assisting in that role has been wonderful. others that have come in since then. But going back to that first time, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how this would go. We had a basic idea and concept, but how would we? What would this look like? You're going to have to take at least 1 year through to get a feel for it. But also, how is it going to be received? We advertised for this, and we hoped for maybe 100 people that would come and take part in our inaugural event. And we ended up with that in the first hour. We ended up with over 400 people in all in that first year, and we're blown away by the community response and this opportunity to create a new tradition in Richland Center.
I know that you've had to research it, of course, and your shepherds and the innkeepers and everybody, they have to be kind of up to speed on what to say, don't they?
Yeah, there's research that goes into this to make sure that we're being historically accurate and looking at making the scriptural account come alive, as well as finding some background information on like what was life like for a shepherd at that time, or doing more research on what was an inn. Especially coming into Bethlehem, this was a family-based, I think of a very large family reunion. That was the point of the census that was taking place. And so inns were more of the, many houses operated as inns. You had the upper area where it was more of the living quarters, but then the lower areas where animals would be brought in like at night or being protected by things or part of the full family structure. So it was different than... different concept than what we're used to or what we see today. And so trying to make that come alive, help people connect with what was taking place, has been one of the joys of doing this and being reminded that the sheep that were tended in those Bethlehem fields were often used for temple sacrifice in Jerusalem. And so that concept of Jesus being described as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, coming to the Bethlehem fields, coming to those shepherds, the connection that of our sin that separates us from God, and of the salvation that is found in Christ, that is the gift that is given to us at Christmas. It's a wonderful opportunity to connect these scriptural truths and these visuals into who Jesus is and what he's done for us.
Do you have to school the Tiny Acres animals and kind of give them a background so they know how to act?
You know, they don't tend to take direction too well, so we kind of let them ad-lib a little bit. The animals, anyways. Samson the camel helped us become more, at least the last year, more historically accurate. We had a kangaroo the first time with Anna, and that didn't quite fit the accuracy we were going for, though it was fun to take part in that. So we'll see who's with us this year, but it's been great to work with Tiny Acres. And again, children and animals is always a winning combination, and both from the accuracy of the event and to providing more of this experience for children and families is a wonderful thing.
Well, I've met Samson the camel, and you know, he once in a while misbehaves, so he bears watching, doesn't he?
He decides to make his voice known on occasion with it. I got a selfie with him somewhere around here, so I think we've come to an understanding.
You don't have very many live nativities, I would say, anywhere that has a real camel, though, do you?
That is one of the unique experiences that we have here. It has been great to be able to do that. Extending the Christmas connections with the wise men and camels being connected with this. And so it's kind of a joy to be able to provide some of the added, very historically accurate visuals.
Do you have trouble finding wise men there at Bethlehem Lutheran?
Well, we have wise guys, not wise men.
Okay, that's what it is.
I would be one of those. It's the wise men that are actually taking you through, and I mentioned tour guides, it's the wise men that are taking you through to the different, to see the historian and the innkeeper and the shepherd as part of this. And so that's one of the roles that I get to play, and that's why I said very much wise guy, not wise man. But it's been a wonderful privilege to be a part of.
Awesome. Well, this is just one of the many things I know that your congregation is going to be a part of. Are you doing some things special for your Christmas services, Daniel?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, we're looking forward to our candlelight carol service. And so we have on Christmas Eve, December 24th at 7 p.m., we'll be having our candlelight Christmas Carol service. There'll be a chance to focus on lift our voices and sing the well-known carols and hymns that we enjoy this time of year. You know, we talk about traditions, and the reason why we enjoy these traditions is because they're timeless. It's the timeless truth that is there for us every Christmas, that born in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you and me. He is Christ the Lord. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be reminded of this timeless truth that impacts our every Christmas and every season beyond that, and helps us to appreciate and give thanks for the blessings and the greatest gift that we receive in Jesus our Savior.
I don't know if you set a time for that candlelight service, did you?
7 p.m.
Okay. And maybe you did. That's awesome. And you're located in Rockbridge. Easy to find, aren't you?
Yeah, easy to find. The former Rockbridge School is what we've been able to transform over the last couple of years and bringing the full facility back to life, and from a operating as a senior meal site within the county and assisting seniors with having a wonderful space to gather. And while the food is nice, they always say it's not about the food, it's about the fellowship. And so we're thankful to be able to serve our community in that way. We have our preschool that we've operated to assist with that child care desert challenge and being able to provide high quality education and helping to build those early foundational skills and to still be out and enjoying nature, using the space that we have here to be able to do that and allow children to get out and movement and learn and all the wonderful blessings that comes from being in nature and learning about nature and to operating as a church and being able to provide that dedicated space as well. So we're thankful for being able to transform this facility and bringing it back to life and all the different ways that we're able to connect with the community as a result, from our live nativity to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. But we invite the members of our community to come and see the transformation. Come enjoy some of these events or opportunities to gather and look forward to meeting.
How has the school year been going, Dan?
It's been good. It's they might actually let me play in the STEM room. So we're almost we're getting there. I might graduate this year, Phil.
All right.
So I'm hopeful. This is my year.
You're going to pass me in your years in school, I guess. And I know you had your car show and festivities in the fall. Did that go well?
Yeah, that was really our first kickoff of the completed construction and renovations. So the fall festival with the classic car show, I think we had 85 classic cars that were there. As part of that, we had for some of the kiddos, we had a classic car drag racing along the front as part of our new single stall parking along the front, and some various events and things that were taking place within that. So it was a wonderful fall opportunity. Looking forward to seeing that event continue to grow as well, and looking forward to that this next fall too.
I know you work with the Richland School District, you know, in terms of the students there. And if someone is interested or listening, can they apply or can they get their student enrolled at any time during the year?
Yeah, so thank you. I almost forgot to mention that the other way in which we are serving the community is with the Community 4K as part of our preschool program and operating and connecting with the Richland School District. And so anyone can, that particular program runs through the full school year calendar. So that would be setting up for this next August, but time flies. And so if someone is wanting to reserve a spot for that, they can reach out to us and make sure they have the opportunity to be part of the Community 4K program that operates out of our preschool. And right now we're beginning to take enrollment for our 2025 year as we begin in January. That part of the preschool can open enrollment is available at any time, provided we still have space. And right now we still do have a limited number of spaces available. So if anyone wants to reach out to find out how to enroll your student in our 2K, 3K, and 4K program. So our 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that is an immersive educational experience that provides a wonderful space for learning again, movement-based, engaging. We have our new STEM room that is now fully open, and so we have access to an augmented reality sand table. And so we have different themes or ways of continuing the learning from our room. And in that STEM room, here's a way, if there's an oceans theme, as you move around the sand, you can go on the hunt for ocean animals. You can dig for bugs. You can excavate for dinosaur bones. We have an art program where whatever animal they do, if it is an ocean theme, whatever they draw and put together in color, it'll go underneath the scanner, and from the scanner, whatever they drew goes into the screen itself, so it makes their artwork come alive. That's one for, I think, for someone that may not be that interested in that particular skill yet. It engages, it connects with the student, it makes them want to learn and focus on that, you know, that those fine motor skills and pencil grip. And if someone really loves to draw and art and being a part of that, what is the more detail they put into the picture, the more they see on the screen. So it's a way to engage with the students of all different interests and learning abilities and age ranges for that. And we do an introduction to coding, computer coding, robotics, working with a 3D printer. This time of year, that's Santa's workshop, so they get to have some fun in that regard. And then again, our nature program, we have a full nature trail connected just outside of our school that is designed for ages 2, 3, and 4. And so we're happy to be able to provide an experience not normally found in our communities of this size. And so being able to provide that experience, that education that is led by a teacher with over 15 years of experience and a master's degree in curriculum and instruction, and was a Herb Kolb recipient for innovations in kindergarten education, just like the ones that we're providing here, and being able to do that. So if anyone would like to learn more about our preschool and what we can offer for your 2, 3, or 4-year-old, they can definitely contact us about our preschool and enrollment availability.
That was the first I'd ever heard of 2K until you brought it up on the morning show a while back. So it does exist, doesn't it?
It does, and it's just increasing awareness that these little minds, it's not pushing them beyond capability or doing something that doesn't connect with where a 2-year-old is. And this isn't this is not an environment where, like, we're sitting them down in a chair and now we're drilling worksheets and it's all about trying to cram as much learning into them. At this age, it is movement-based, it is play-based. And so, again, you think of the art program that we're doing for that. They're just having fun. They don't realize that they're working on pencil grip and fine motor skills, or like learning. And you don't have to color between the lines with you. Like, there's all these little things that are there, all these little skills that are necessary by the time they go to kindergarten. They're already working on those skills and getting that opportunity to learn that, to do that. But for them, it's all about discovery. At this age, it's creating that love of learning and learning how to learn. And we provide an experience and an environment that fosters that, encourages that, and lets the children run with it as much as they're having fun.
What's interesting is you're combining, like, you know, regular motor skill development with more high tech stuff. I think it's kind of the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Yeah, we love being nature based. Means it's going to be. There's plenty of time where there's no screens, there's no connection to anything. It's just getting out in the environment and unlocking the mind and being able to just enjoy being there. But out on the nature trail, they'll do art projects out there. They'll do story time out there. All of it in just finding things within the learning element, within the trail element of how that's incorporated into the learning. Come this spring, we have a small greenhouse that is now there and available. We're going to be going from seed to fruit. We're going to be having a full garden center that they're going to be able to learn within that too. So there's plenty of unplugged and no screen opportunities for learning. But then we also have using that tech to be able to engage that with learning at this age. Like, there is tech that is available that's designed for this age group. I know it sounds kind of funny doing computer coding with a 3-year-old, and yet it's possible. And so we're just teaching some of those things, and they're just engaged in learning. They're just having fun, but we're able to incorporate these elements into the learning. We have an augmented reality literacy program that uses different animals that are connected with each letter of the alphabet. So you have Amos the alligator or Brody the bear. What happens is that animal on the screen engages with them. So after a couple of seconds, when Brody the bear is up there, all of a sudden he'll stand up and roar at the students. Normally the challenge with this age group is you need attention to get retention. If you can get their attention, these minds are little sponges. They soak up everything. So when you have something like that happening, Brody the bear roaring at you, no one's playing with their shoelace, no one's looking outside, you have their attention, which increases retention. So it's just using some of these opportunities to help engage and foster learning and building that stamina and that fun for just excited to learn and discover.
That's so far ahead of where we were at, especially for me, you know, at that age. If the teacher would have said, B is for Brody the bear, I would have been, slow down, Mrs. Peckham. You know, and I was like 7 years old at the time. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I remember my ape of the apple, coloring my apple on my kindergarten seat within it. So I remember that stuff. I'm jealous seeing these, what is available for learning today. And just that type of engaging learning that can be there. And one of the things where I connected is one of the opportunities in the STEM room is I have a miniature claw machine. I don't know if you grew up playing those or enjoying playing those at all within it, but I always had a blast with those. And there's a tabletop version that we have that has three levers to it. So that's what I think is interesting to me is with these three levers, every single four-year-old in our program has gotten something out of it. And you think of three levers, that's multi-step processing. So you have to learn what each one does and figuring that out, but every single one of our four-year-olds has figured that out and done that. Their capacity and what they're capable of doing to teach multi-step processing at age four is incredible to me. Plus, it gives me an excuse to play with the toys myself. So,
well, people can check that out when they come to Bethlehem Lutheran for the live nativity this week. And again, Pastor Dan, maybe you can go over the times and what's going to happen here this coming Saturday.
Yeah, our 7th annual Journey to Bethlehem Live Nativity takes place this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come at any time within it receive a tour, to enjoy some of the craft-based projects, the cookie decorating and cookie eating, listening to the music. That will all be taking place throughout that time. Everyone in our community is invited to come, whether it's your first time or seventh time. We look forward to having you this Saturday between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
All right. Well, thanks for what you do for the community. That's an awesome thing to kind of brighten our holiday season a little bit. So Merry Christmas to you, Dan, and we'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas to you, and I'll save a cookie for you.
All right, you do that. Pastor Dan Luig joining us again, 7th Annual Journey to Bethlehem. That's coming up this weekend, Saturday, 10 to 2. Well, also in our area, a congregation doing a great thing for the holiday. They're putting on another community Christmas dinner. Church of the Nazarene members will be joining us next on The Morning Show.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
On our morning show from WRCO, we're here to talk about the upcoming community Christmas dinner. Not too far down the road here, Church of the Nazarenes pastor Jonathan Young is in the studio with us, and Fuzz McCauley. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Fuzz, this has been an ongoing thing for Church of the Nazarene through the years, isn't it?
Yes. It had started in 1987. Kevin Ng was the director. He had the envision of doing this for the community, and he did it for 17 years. Karen Gilbertson was with him from the get-go, and after the 17 years was done, Kevin decided to go live in the high seas of Hawaii. And so Karen took over, and she's done it up to this year. So, yes.
It's amazing that it's gone on. It wouldn't go on this long if you didn't have great community support, would it?
That is what it's all about. I hear so many people say about, you know, a small community, which ours is pretty small. But, yeah, it's the volunteers. It's the people that have the same vision as to what this church, you know, dinner is all about for Christmas.
I know that St. John's Lutheran did the Thanksgiving dinner, so then you guys take over the Christmas then.
Right, yeah. And kind of a little over the history, too, when Kevin started, his first year they had 100 meals, and it was almost all dine-in. So since then, you know, it's increased. The estimated number they shoot for in the last few years is 500 meals. So that's what we prepare, is 500 meals. So, yes, drastic increase with that.
That's a huge undertaking to make that many meals, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, back to kind of Kevin, because when I talked to Kevin about why he did this and that kind of thing, he was inspired by three things. He said that he wanted to provide a dinner for people that couldn't afford a dinner. And he also wanted to provide this for people that might have to eat Christmas dinner at home. And then the third thing was to promote the Christmas in the Christian world as far as, you know, why we celebrate Christmas. So that message was, those are the three things that he had said that he had as goals that inspired him. And we're really on track with all of those, except the fact that few people kind of dine in, some do, but most of it's delivery and pickup.
Pastor Jonathan Young, you got to feel good that your church community is able to be a part of this, don't you?
Yes, I'm every year I'm proud of the folks, including Fuzz and Kevin and Karen, that step up and really give up their Christmas day, and some of them the whole few weeks before Christmas to get ready for this, to prepare for it, and just to serve the community. So yeah, I'm very proud of our church people.
And it's not just a Church of the Nazarene thing. Obviously, it involves everybody in town and in the county as well, right?
Yeah, we actually have several individuals and families that make this a yearly tradition that may not be a part of our church the rest of the year, but this is important to them. It's become a tradition to them, and they jump in, and we have plenty of help each year. It's amazing.
As Fuzz said, it's not just for someone who can't necessarily afford it. I mean, it's a lot of times just the fellowship and everything else that's involved, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we realize there might be families that are together but may not be able to afford it, and that's nice to be able to deliver a nice meal to them. But we also realize that there are individuals or couples or families that for whatever reason either may not have family in the area, or just this year they may not be able to get together with their family. And so just to provide them with a place to go, to share a meal with somebody, with other community members, just to remind them that they're remembered, that they're not forgotten.
Financially, how do you pull this off?
You know, we have a very generous congregation, but we also have very generous people. A lot of people, we don't ask for anything for this, but a lot of people each year give and donate to help, you know, fund the next year. And so between the generosity of our congregation and just donors, and we have people that donated to it that don't come and get a meal. They just want to, they realize this is a very important ministry for our community, and they help with that.
Where can people help out if they'd like to volunteer?
Yeah, there's plenty of spots, and Fuzz might be able to speak to this too. But the day of, there are plenty of ways that they can come. I mean, just getting together the meals and boxing them up for the deliveries is a task in and of itself. We usually need people to make the deliveries, to drive, and then clean up. I mean, maybe you can speak a little bit to the different areas where they can
yeah,
volunteer.
And, you know, there's even some avenues you might not even kind of think of. For example, they might be somebody that may come and want to sing, entertain for the people that dine in. There are people that will say, hey, we'll bake some pies, bring some pies. Some people come in and decorate the outreach center, you know, for those that are going to be dining in. So there, you know, the process, it's pretty smooth. But on the other hand, it also takes people that maybe are new to the process, and they call in. We do get some donations, by the way. The family restaurant is very generous with donations as far as food is concerned. And Christy Sunnyside donate things for this also. I sometimes kind of regret saying things like that, only because I know sometimes we can get some donations and I may not even know anything about it as far as food kind of thing. But again, people, sometimes they get that feeling like, yeah, this is a great thing. I feel good about doing, whether it's showing up and helping or whether it's donating something.
I presume you're not singing then. You volunteer elsewhere then?
Well, I volunteered and they thought there would be no more dine-ins. Actually, let me talk to you about that a little bit, a little history.
Okay.
When this started, it was in the basement of the parsonage. So it was across the street from the current Nazarene Church. And it was there for several years. Then it moved because we outgrew it. So then it moved to the old community center. And it was there a few years. And then when the church purchased the outreach center, that's where we've had it since. And back to the music, Bill Twining was one of the original singers that provided entertainment. Liz Aubaugh Perkins sang as well with Bill. And so there was certainly some entertainment for people that dine in type of thing. Some other things I thought was kind of interesting when I talked to Kevin Ng, especially back when this started. Sure, only 100 meals, and I say only. Can you imagine what it'd be like to make 100 meals? But in comparison, but he was saying that Margaret Banker like made all the pies. She wanted to bake all the pies, and Carol Banker was the turkey carver. So you'd get the turkey in, and he would do all of that. I know that in our congregation, Dave and Karen Fry have been there every year that this has happened. So there are people that have been a part of this for quite some time, and I'm just fortunate that I was a little piece of it at times. That's, for me, the Christmas is a big deal at home, but that's what's kind of nice about helping in different ways. You don't have to take up the whole day to be a part of this. You can just do a part of it, and that's enough. So it's kind of a nice way that you can celebrate the normal way other than with this community dinner.
Jonathan, you're real blessed to have the Nazarene Outreach Center because it's used in a lot of different ways through the year. But to have that there, that has to make it very simple to put this meal on a little bit in some ways because you got a good facility, right?
Yeah, it's a very nice facility, a beautiful facility. It's in a nice location, close to downtown. There's not a lot of driving that people have to do within walking distance to some people. And it's big enough that we can cook there and do all that thing. We don't have to bring anything in. We're blessed to have been able to get that building.
Can you talk about some of the other things that will be going on in conjunction with Christmas at the Church of the Nazarene? When will your service be for Christmas?
Sure. We have our normal service times are at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings, and so we're kind of in the middle of Advent season right now, leading up to Christmas. The Sunday before Christmas, our teens have their teen readers theater that they do every year. It's just something that they put on. They've been doing that for years now. Probably the highlight for a lot of people is our Christmas Eve candlelight service. And so that'll be December 24th, so that'd be Tuesday night this year, at 5 o'clock, the day before Christmas, and then Christmas Day would be the Christmas Day dinner.
And what are the hours for the dinner?
Let's see.
Buzz,
well, it's different
that?
For the, delivery. I believe deliveries usually take place around 11:15 to 12, thereabouts. Then we have the option for pickup if people want to just come in, pick it up, and leave, and that will be around that 11:30, 12 o'clock time. Mm-hmm. And I believe our dine-in starts at 12:30.
Yeah, it'll be a little afternoon after we've gotten everything delivered and the carryouts.
Great. So, is there an option if somebody can't get out of their car where they could pull up and you could bring the meal out to them as well?
That's what we've done the last couple of years. Well, if you're picking it up, we'll have a couple lanes set up and you just pull up. We'll come out to you, get your name, how many dinners you ordered, then we'll bring it out to you.
And that's a wonderful thing. And why you're on the radio today is that people can start registering. Is that correct?
That's right. You could start any time. We do ask for phone calls, whether you're dining in, whether you want it delivered or you're picking up, we just would like to know who you are, how many meals you would like, so that we know how to, you know, how to prepare for that day. And the number that you would call if you'd like that is 608-647-6094.
Okay. And that's the main one. Is there a church number too, if somebody would like to get a hold of the church?
Yeah. If you would like to donate or volunteer for that day, you can call the church at 608-647-4724. And on both of those numbers, if no one answers, you can leave a message and we will return your call. Especially on that first number, if you're calling to order some meals, just leave a message and someone will call you back confirming that we got the message and make sure we have all the information we need.
I know you're a member of the Ministerial Association, but I'm sure you get support from that group as well, don't you? In terms of promotion and everything?
Yeah, we, in the Ministry Association, we're blessed to have a good group of pastors that really, we support each other, the churches support each other, and so when we know that a church is doing something, we try to get the word out and support one another in that way.
Indeed. Fuzz, as you look at this is, you know, of all the things that you do, this has got to feel good to volunteer for this, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is one of those things where you get done, and sometimes I like to use the phrase for myself. Sometimes I get more back than what I put in, and I'm really kind of a rookie at this position. You know, Kevin started it, and Karen has had it for all the other years. So this year's going to be a little. You know, I'll probably be pulling the few hairs out that I've still got, but it's. I think you know, when you're working with good people, everything just happens. And I think it's one of those things where when you think about 500 meals, it's like, oh, boy. But, you know, we're working with people that have done this way before my time. So it's just really a great thing.
And we were kidding you about singing, but, you know, you talk about the sounds of the season. That really adds to the whole ambiance of the thing when you're there dining in, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Exactly. And you get to hear songs that you're probably going to associate more with the Christian Christmas season, and that's especially good too. Yeah,
indeed. Well, and then in terms of delivery, I know what I was going to ask you too. How far out do you deliver the meals to? Is there a limit there where you'll go?
I don't know that there is a limit, but I know we're probably looking at a 3 to 5 limit.
I believe it's like a 3 to 5 mile limit outside the city, which is nice about the in-person, because oftentimes we'll find people from other communities coming to the in-person part of it. We're able to deliver kind of in town and the outskirts of town, and people who might live out of town can still be involved. They would just have to pick up or dine in with us.
Do you need a volunteer for taste testing that day or anything? Or
do you know of anybody that would be able to handle that well?
I might be able to find a guy. Well, thanks for what you do, gentlemen. I appreciate it very much. And Pastor Young, maybe you could give that number again if somebody's just tuning in and they'd like to maybe get their names in there to get a meal on Christmas Day.
Yeah, if you'd be interested in getting a meal on Christmas Day, whether that's in person or delivery or pickup, that number is 608-647-6094.
Okay, very good. Good luck, gentlemen, and let us know if we can do anything else for you as far as promotion and everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Community Christmas dinner coming up, put on by the Church of the Nazarene. Thanks to Pastor Jonathan Young and Fuzz McCauley for joining us in this portion of the morning show.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance. Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-20.